guys talking shit.
You get to eavesdrop.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show live at TNTRadioEmpire.com
or load up on the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Why don't you guys tell me that the FBI raided Trump's house in Mar-a-Lago?
Oh, yeah.
What?
They raided Mar-a-Lago.
That's crazy, man. The fix is in. He must have done some bad stuff. They're finally catching up with his traitor ass.
No, he's the victim here.
That could be it.
Yeah.
Who had Olivia Newton-John, 73 years of age, passed away yesterday of cancer. That's, I mean, she had, she originally got this when she was in her early 40s.
Yeah.
Jesus. Fat Twok. This guy was trying to trip me up. Do you think he's saying he's Fire Twok?
No, that's later.
Yeah, I know it's later. It's a different name altogether, I know. Finding Your Rectum. I'm not going to say that one there for some reason. Fire Twok. Fish City Phenomenon. Freelance Bus Boy. Frosted Wang. Frosty Apache. Furloughed Vibrators. Give me a game of Mao. General Douchebaggery. Get that finger all up in there. Give me a stiffy. Girth Brooks. I like that one.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's a new one, and I like it.
Goatee McGoatsex.
Shut up.
That's
Goatee McGoatsex. God of Cool Balls Dude.
There we go.
That's Nick. Ain't your Nick. You didn't get the hit. Go Hawks for your Hawkeye fans.
Some porn dude needs to adopt
God
Girth
of
Brooks as a
yes.
name.
I know he does. Going gonorrhea, golden girls shower scenes. That must be the extras you get somewhere. You get those somewhere.
DVDs.
Yeah. I think there's emphasis on the golden.
Probably a lot of seated
that's
showers.
That's a good point there, Todd.
That's what I'm thinking.
I didn't realize that. Grandma's G spot. I was thinking of a naked Maude there.
B. Arthur.
Right.
Aren't
Grandma's
we all?
G spots. Yeah. Grandma's whisker biscuit. Granny's fuzzy landing strip.
Oh.
I always go right to a naked Estelle Getty.
Gross 2. Grundle Punch and Hades Mateys all had Olivia Newton-John, who passed away yesterday. And we had an interview with her from 3 years ago. We replayed two. It's on the podcast. You can check it out. Tyler Walsh with us. Nick and Tyler are doing some comedy this weekend in Iowa and Nebraska, correct?
Yes, Glenwood, Iowa on Friday at Keg Creek Brewing and Saturday in Omaha at Nebraska Brewing.
Well, thank
we
you,
talked about
Omaha Tap House, bringing up food, too.
Olivia Newton-John's ex. What did you, jump off a boat?
Yeah, they were up in the Catalina or somewhere in California, and they thought he drowned in a boat, and they never found him. And he ended up, I think the joke of the time was, because I think she was actually, was that somebody wanted to get away from Olivia Newton-John. And he just swam to Mexico. He didn't swim there. He had some. He obviously staged his getaway there. I think he owed people money. I think that was part of
debts.
It. Yeah,
$8,000 owed to one of his exes for child support.
You know, $8,000.
Right.
You're gonna fake
and
your
they
debt
think
for $8,000.
They saw him in some.
They still think he's in Mexico somewhere
on the Pacific in Mexico.
Yeah.
And there was also a report of a guy fitting his description in Manitoba, Canada, but nothing conclusive. So they really they haven't found the guy yet.
Yeah.
If he's indeed alive.
That was a long time ago, that story.
Yeah, if you say debts, I figure it's like hundreds of thousands of dollars. $8,000, that guy just wanted to go.
He wanted to go. So somebody said
it was 05. He disappeared in 05.
Nick, there was a guy, you sent me the story yesterday, a guy that was, his brother was killed by a snake, right?
Yes.
Okay. And he was going, where was this, in Africa? Where was this?
It was, there's places I can't pronounce here.
Well, give me a country. Can you pronounce that?
A village.
A village in Wisconsin. What?
Yeah. It was
Africa somewhere.
It was
right?
A foreign country for sure.
Most of them are.
Right. India.
Where
maybe?
Does this say? Yeah. India. It looks like India. Yeah. So this guy was killed by a snake, and his brother went back to the village for the funeral.
Right, and what happened?
He got killed by a different snake.
Oh, not the same one. That would have been even more ironic.
All right. Oh, I got that. Good. I'll play that.
It is sleep. This guy, the brother was bitten in his sleep. That
now,
sucks.
Now, you said it reminded you of the story. There was an elephant story from a couple months back where, an elephant killed somebody?
Oh, no.
That was recent.
Yeah,
the
elephant killed an old lady.
Right.
And then during the funeral came back and wrecked the funeral, too.
Yeah, trampled.
And I think killed somebody else at the funeral.
Same elephant. Remember.
That's like Jaws 3. It was a revenge thing, man.
That elephant hated that old lady.
I follow this girl on TikTok in Montana.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday she posted this one. And I was standing in the river. I checked my phone and I watched it. And I did not think it was fun. She was crying.
Okay. Come on.
She was crying and she said she came outside. She found her cat dead, her house cat.
Okay.
And then she's crying because it's dead. She went to dig it a hole.
Uh-huh.
And then a mountain lion was eating the cat while she was trying to dig its hole.
What the hell? Yeah.
She shot at the mountain lion. Her friends came. She got in the house. The mountain lion stayed eating the cat outside.
So she kept the video going?
Yeah.
Okay.
The video is after.
Her talking about it.
But then she had a video of like the DNR dragging this mountain lion away from her yard. So she just found the cat, went to bury the cat, and then it came back to get its meal.
Man.
And then it sounds like she shot at it, her friends shot at it, and then they showed the officers coming and dragging this cat off. But
there was a viral video I saw the other day. Oh, a mountain lion attacking a dude's dog, and he came out with a hatchet. And I think he ended up killing it. It was a little gruesome. I couldn't watch the whole
dog
thing.
Or the mountain lion?
Mountain lion. Yeah, he was just hacking away at this mountain lion, and I don't know if the dog made it because they were tangled up.
Who's videoing it?
For quite a while.
The guy not helping with another hatchet?
It looks like like it might have been a trail cam video
or something like that.
It was making rounds again the other day, and I'd seen this video before, and it looks like it was somewhere from Southeast Asia or something. Giant snake has got a dog wrapped up, and there's these two 8-9-year-old boys.
And they pull it apart.
And they get the dog out, but the whole time, there's one guy standing there running video. Hey, help out, dude.
We'll help.
Yeah. They do get the dog away.
Three guys would make this a lot easier.
That was anxiety watching that, but I knew ahead of time the dog lived.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't go viral.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, somebody with a camera can help a lot of these stories.
You guys probably saw the video of the guy punching the kangaroo, didn't you?
I've seen a couple videos of those.
I've seen the cartoon.
There's one where it takes his dog.
Oh, that's right.
And
he runs after it,
and then he takes the dog and squares up with him and whacks it a couple times.
And he gets the punch in, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Did the kangaroo have boxing gloves on like the cartoons?
No. That was legit in the wild.
Put them on.
Because they always wear those. We were this is not an animal one, but it was something happened to you twice. I saw this on Twitter the other day. It might have been 70 Sports. I didn't even know this story. I'm pretty sure it was Richie Ashburn, old baseball player, actually in Nebraska, born and bred. Tilden, Nebraska, I believe he's from. But he would play for the Phillies. He's a famous all-star in the Phillies in the 50s and 60s. He hit a foul ball in a game, and it hit a lady. And she was out. And they put her on a stretcher. And to get her out, hits another foul ball, hits her on the stretcher. The same lady. Same guy.
I think I recall that.
Fouls it back and hits her again.
Are you sure that man?
Just like, get out of here.
Yeah. Are you sure that wasn't the scene at the end of Naked Gun?
I know.
Was Leslie Nielsen behind the plate?
I told her to leave. I told you to leave. I love that.
And stay out.
And stay out. Oh, man.
So that's pretty brutal. They didn't even wait to resume play. Like, they were still carrying her out. Well, they're like, all right, batter up.
It was the 50s or 60s. It was a long time ago.
So they didn't get it on video.
I don't even know. Don't even know if that's out there on video or not.
Videos. I used to tag cat. Like, I worked on a farm.
Right.
But when you go out and tag calves. When the calves are born, you go out and put an ear tag on them.
Say ear tag, because tagging something is something different.
Puss is going to start steaming up that window.
Got to be careful with your words. Yeah.
He knows that. Yeah. Listen, like this.
Mine goes like 8 inches.
Oh, Tyler's packing. Walsh, by the way.
Oh, I'm just such a nice, innocent Midwest boy, and you guys are just like this. Mine goes like 8 inches.
Welcome to the Hate America Network.
That's right.
All right, so you're telling the story. What now?
But this is with the people with phones.
They always. Okay.
So you go out and you get the calf and you put an ear tag in. But the calf is still on the mom, and the moms are very mean.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know that.
So
lots
of times you got to dodge the mom.
All right.
They're not all like that. But this guy I worked for.
That's what I play at Pussy's house. Dodge the mom.
Are evil.
Yeah.
We would know a couple different numbers of like the moms that are notorious for trying to hit you after.
Okay.
But this guy goes, go out and get that calf. And I go to get it and somebody says the number and I knew it, this was like
that's
72. This was the bad cow. And I didn't.
Okay.
I look back and he's got his phone out. He's like, oh, it's just for the website. And this thing gets me in a corner and just wrecks my, gets me against the fence, this cow.
How long ago was this?
No, 4 years ago.
Okay, got it. Right.
Just, I'm swinging. I'm not hurting this cow.
No.
But I'm like air swinging, trying to get her off me.
Yeah.
And she's headbutting my stomach into a fence.
Is she hurting you?
And Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's up on his Ranger with his phone. He's like, you'll get her. Come on, get the calf. Come on, just grab the calf. And I'm going, you cuss him back at him.
There was another viral video out recently where a guy was trying to take a hike, and he ran into a herd of cows. And they're going after him.
Yeah, Todd H. Cows.
They're all there's like a dozen of them that are approaching him, and he's yelling at them, and they'll back off for a second, and then they come back at him. It goes on for several minutes until he finally just ended up going around him. But yeah, my fear of cows is not baseless. Further proof.
Somebody tagged us on something that happened to a rodeo guy in northeast Nebraska. Over the weekend. See that?
No, that was Sydney, Iowa. Didn't somebody have an eviscerated
Yeah.
Do you know those guys? Everybody's thought you went back into the ringer.
I got it sent to me 100 times.
Yeah, okay, that came on Omaha Scanner because they brought him into the hospital.
Do you know the guy at all?
I didn't know the guy. He would have been out of state.
Eviscerated testicle means what? Ripped from your body?
Yeah, I'm not certain.
What does eviscerated testicle mean, Puss?
I thought that meant just like completely destroyed.
I Googled it. I thought it meant ruptured.
Yeah, okay.
Like at first I thought it meant out of the...
Yeah, well, I would think maybe the horn ripped the sac open and the testicle came out.
Scrotal rupture.
That's a great band, by the way.
Yeah.
Scrotal
their
rupture.
Second album, man.
I had a buddy... And
what
I was
happened to you? Did you ever get a horn to the nut?
No, okay. I got stepped on down there. But I had a buddy who rode bulls, and I called him to go do this bull riding. We needed extra bull riders. Mm-hmm. He came. He had a Prince Albert.
Oh, he did? Okay. Oh,
which is a bad idea to ride bulls with.
Sure.
Because I could hook on something. Sure. I could rip away from your skin, right?
Yeah. I'm loading bulls. He gets thrown into a fence, and I hear somebody yelling. I don't know what the word we can say is, but he kept yelling.
Write it down. Write it down for Todd, and maybe you can say it.
Can you just...
Well, you said, what are you afraid of saying?
His junk. He was just yelling, my junk.
So the ring caught and ripped on it?
So, yeah.
Oh!
He got life-flighted because it was just torn enough up down there, but it caught his ring on the fence and ripped it.
Oh, my God.
And then, so he got life-flighted. His parents come.
Did it rip his wiener right off or just the head of it?
No.
The Prince Albert goes through the head. What's yours do, Puss? Right to the bottom?
I think it's pretty standard.
Yeah, it's pretty standard. I've seen a Prince Albert. Right?
But so I go to the hospital.
During a break, actually.
I go to the hospital to see him. Yeah. He ended up being all right.
Okay.
I used it a lot afterwards.
Did it rip
used
right
it
through?
A lot.
I mean, did he have to get it stitched?
He had to
right
have
out.
Surgery.
Yeah.
And, but his dad still, to this day, doesn't know that
he
had it pierced. He had to just make a story his mind. So at the hospital, we come in to see him, and I'm like ready to go. He's like, no, I wasn't pierced. My dad has no clue.
Does he still have the piercing?
No.
Or was he like, that's enough of that?
Yeah, that ended that.
So he thought his dad would not approve of him having a pierced
wiener?
Oh, his
dad wouldn't. Okay. His dad was a farmer.
Got it. That's too new school. What are you, some kind of homo?
Maybe his dad had one, too.
Yeah.
Can he tell you what the benefit of a Prince Albert was?
No.
It's none.
I've never heard.
Certainly not bull riding.
From either side.
I've never got... I live and let live, but that is crazy. I've never understood
You've
that.
Never heard.
We saw a guy get it done.
Yeah.
In our studio years ago, we gave away a bunch of free piercings and tattoos in the 90s, and some guy got a Prince Albert done in our studio.
We've never heard
and
from anyone.
I'm like a dude.
You know what hit the spot right now?
Is a
Prince Albert.
Right.
From any woman, from any guy.
Where does that name come from?
That's a great name, too.
Yeah. Why is it called? Yeah. Yeah, I think you'd call it a pierced wiener. Just call it what it is.
Well, didn't we learn that when they're removed, it leaks?
Yeah. Oh, it does. You got the you pee.
Gotta,
there's a pee at the fork.
You got to plug it up, don't you?
Yeah.
Or it's got to heal up on its own.
Yeah.
Did you guys just disinfect the heck out of the studio after having?
We had professional. We didn't do it.
Don't move.
Todd did it with his eye tooth right there. I bit right into that bear. It was really weird.
I just got back from the dentist.
There were professionals in the studio, and they had all the right equipment and everything like that. But yeah, and they pierced a couple. They pierced this gorgeous girl's nipples at the time, and that was.
And a clitoral,
that was actually kind of cool.
A clitoral hood.
We saw that. We had that in the studio, which we can't do nowadays.
Yeah.
Okay, they think that the Prince Albert name, there's a common belief apparently that Queen Victoria's husband, Prince Albert, had a penile piercing.
Had one of those.
Oh, so and it's so, named after him.
Yeah.
All right.
And I was doing some reading on the testicle evisceration.
Yeah, I'm unsure if that's does it just your sacs busted open, or do you lose the testicle?
No, because I'm reading another case study here of a guy, and it said they mentioned that one was lacerated.
That's your treasure pouch, right? That's what you call it, right?
they say that one of them was lacerated, and they were able to fix that. But then the other one they refer to as complete. Testicular evisceration, which I take to mean it just was
ripped right off.
That sounds like obliteration.
Yeah, yeah. Like ground to a pulp.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, just like your nuts just came off.
So. No, it was caused by blunt trauma. So I think it was just smashed to the point where it was completely nothing.
Oh, my God.
Then what do you do? Just get a fake one?
Yeah, that's what they did to this guy.
Fake two ones.
They gave him a falsie.
A nudicle.
Yeah, I'm sure you got that 100 times. We got it a bunch of times asking if it was you. I should know he's... He doesn't do that anymore. Tyler. He doesn't do that anymore. I love the fact.
I still have one normal sized one.
All right. All right. Oh, your other one's swollen?
Oh, I got one little baby one.
From what reason? Were you born that way?
Till I was like 3 or 4. It was up in me a while.
Oh, I got it.
But I had
it. You had distended. What do they call those?
What do they call that?
Yeah.
Or it doesn't drop right away.
It didn't descend.
But I had so much trauma down there. From rodeo,
okay,
that my urethra closed up. So like 5-6 years ago, for like a year I was peeing blood.
Oh
man,
I should have went in sooner.
Yeah, because it could have. Because you didn't know it was coming from inside you.
It
was coming from the outside.
I was scared I had an STD.
Okay, so you just didn't want to do anything
No. Yeah.
Right.
So I got, and they're like, no, you don't pee blood for an STD.
No, you don't.
But they had to go in, like, through it, and then clean it out with, like, a knife. They had to clean all the scar tissue out of my urethra.
Okay, and that worked?
And then, so far, it has.
So you got a regular-sized nut and a small nut?
Yes.
You got to show puss so he can tell us what it looks like.
But so I would get like...
Which one's the small one?
Todd's looking down
at your left one's the small one.
Okay.
So a couple times though, I would get hurt in the arena and somebody gets stepped on and because nut injuries happen a lot.
I bet they do.
I don't know. Nobody wears a cup.
It's funny that you don't because we were talking about Jackass Forever and one of the scenes I stopped on is a guy with a cup on. First of all, that MMA fighter punching him in the nuts. And then he takes a Zubon, the hockey player for Todd's Preds back in the day, the African American guy. He hits a puck right into his nuts in the cup.
Yeah.
And then that softball pitcher. Now think about the softball pitcher is she misses a few times and hits his thighs. He's got bruises all on the insides of his thighs.
And, like, the ball, like, pinches the cup between his his thigh and the
But the final one in those four, he gets the same dude, the same jackass guy, I'm not sure his name, that has the cup one, just a jockstrap. They pogo. One guy pogos on his nut.
Jesus.
And he misses and kind of scrapes it and cuts it open.
Yeah. Oh. Isn't...
Ladies, you have no idea. I know you have other areas of your body that you can get hurt that we don't have any idea, but you have no idea. I've told my daughter when she was a kid, I said, unless you're being attacked, do not punch people in the nuts like your brother.
Let's bring in Dave here.
Hey, Dave. Oh, hey, Dave.
Hey, what's up? When I was in high school, there was a hill that everybody liked to sled on in my hometown. But the best part was the steepest on the back, and there was a chain link fence at the bottom. You weren't supposed to go down that side.
All right.
Well, some guys went and they clipped the chain link fence so it would act kind of like a doggy door, and you could just go right under it.
Got it.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Guy was laying on his back on a toboggan, and the chain link fence caught him just right and ripped his urethra. Oh, he was laid up for months. Like that summer, they were still bringing him DVDs and stuff to watch at home because he couldn't go out anywhere.
Man, how old was he?
Oh, probably, what, 16, 17, 18, high school kid.
But a few months to recover, huh?
Man.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
He's lucky he didn't come right off, man, or something.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, right.
Man, that's crazy.
Oh, he could have bled out.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Yep.
That's a nightmare.
Well, according to the
website. And that's
website,
like shortly after you realize it has other functions.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And then you're just, it doesn't work.
You're right. And he's probably naturally chubbing up. That's got to hurt.
Yeah.
Isn't that what Knoxville did in one of those when he the motorcycle, he ripped his urethra?
Right, right.
God.
I've heard like he has a permanent catheter or something.
He did for a year.
I think it might have been 2 years.
Knoxville had at least a catheter for a year.
It was a long while.
Yeah.
I had a catheter for a month.
Did you?
It was awful.
From rodeo.
Yeah, I worked on a
and you
semi.
You were getting like $200 a night for this stuff too.
Yeah, I know I was an idiot.
Yeah, but there are still idiots out doing it like that.
Oh yeah,
for that kind of money.
Yeah,
it's dangerous.
It's
man.
Dumb.
I mean, but they've got to love it. There's one thing to love.
There's one thing to risk your body if you're actually getting paid decent money. I understand that. I would understand that. But if you're just getting ripped off, including your nuts.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just saying. I know you're younger and you got out of that business.
Yeah. If you're in the NFL and you got a 7-figure paycheck to abuse your body, okay.
Yeah.
$200 a night for, you know, just constant junk abuse. Yeah.
When I got my butthole.
Some people will pay for that.
That's what push charges apparently.
When I got my butthole punctured,
right.
I got a $50 check in the mail.
$50.
When I got back from the hospital, I was like,
$50 a butthole.
Oh, yeah. Man.
That might be the Deadpool name. $50 a butthole.
Yeah, I'm used to hearing ice cream when you say catheter.
Oh,
followed
I know.
By ice catheter cream. Did we ever get the origin of that name?
Yeah, I think that was a story. Somebody found a catheter in their ice cream.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. It was terrible, but it's not, you know, tough to figure out.
What, the ice cream was terrible?
The whole thing.
But you can still eat what's around it.
Yeah,
the website bustle.com asked this question: does this piercing, speaking of the Prince Alberts, lead to more orgasms for women? And they interviewed about 10 women. And I guess it depends upon the woman. Mixed reviews. Some women say, yeah, it's great. Some say, nah,
that's because a little nub there taking care of that bear, right?
Yeah, but are they having the same guy do that? Because you think you could still, even if the piercing's supposed to help, but you don't know how to, you know, work your dong.
Well, apparently you can reverse the Prince Albert. Yeah, and I guess it's where you enter makes a difference, according to what I've read so far.
Yeah, but the tough thing to find out, like if you're with your wife, you still got to get it done to find out if it works for her, and then it might not.
No, you could probably send a guy in who's got one.
Okay.
And then say, how'd you like
that? Yeah, but he's got to be similar size.
There's the cut coming out. Yeah, Todd right
there. Todd will watch it. You know how it went.
I'm trying to think of something that you can do where you don't have to commit it first.
Todd will watch.
All roads lead to you looking out of the closet.
All that. Tyler Walsh with us. Come on back. More Deadpool names coming up, too. If you had to, let me do John. Listen for your name coming up.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.